This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
There are no winners and losers here, except Fat Boy. there's really no wins or losers. This is just to make you, the audience, pop, as they say, or laugh or chuckle or not be able to get something out of your head the rest of the day.
Well, I think in your court, Matt Man, the fart really is the one that puts you over the top.
The fart. He's farting.
Which one?
Yeah, right.
Which
it's
one?
I don't know. Like, there's a lot. There's always going to be a fart.
Singing, right?
Oh, yeah.
The meth light, Methioki.
Yeah.
I got to keep that one on a clip, ready to go.
That was good.
I recently refound it, thanks to P1 Old Money Cards. He found it. I don't know how he found it, but he found it.
This is for you.
This is for you, Old Money Cards. Okay, so this one, I'll start off with this one. This is not one to, these are usually like laughers. There's things that are going to make you laugh. I came across this, and I was like, you know what? I should play that. All things considered, things that are going on in this world. This guy, I follow on one of the social medias. Maybe it's Instagram. I'm not sure. But he's a former cop down in Texas. His name is Brandon Tatum. He is a black man. And he goes and speaks to youth groups and tries to,
well, that's good,
you know, motivate and do stuff like that. Since, you know, he was a police officer. And he was taking questions from folks, and you'll hear a young lady ask him a question, and then you will hear him, I think, drop some incredible, I don't want to say drop knowledge. What should I say that's not like douchey? Some truth bombs.
There you go.
Yeah, truth bombs.
Anyway, former Texas cop Brandon Tatum.
I just wanted to know, where are you from?
Texas.
From America, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, when was America great for us black people?
Right now? Tell you it's great right now.
Really?
Yeah. It ain't great for you?
No, not at all.
How?
I mean, I'm living life.
Looking good. You got clothes on. Look well fed.
But that doesn't mean
you got
great.
Beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you.
Got your eyeliner on. You looking good. What kind of bag is that? That's a nice little bag there. You look good. America look good for you. If you were eating out of trash can, I'd tell you something different. America's a great place. I don't understand how we are not acknowledging that. It's great. Look at all these different people out here. Men, women, black, white. You will never see this much diversity anywhere else. It's the greatest place on earth. Everybody can be here and enjoy one another, disagree with each other. We have the freedom of speech, freedom to keep and bear arms. We don't have to worry about the government interfering in our lives for the most part. It's the greatest country ever. And if we don't start acknowledging that, we're going to screw up something good.
Boom.
I say that for everybody. I mean everybody. Like if The news and social media will make you think this is the most deplorable. It will make you feel you should be ashamed to live in America. Kiss my ass, everyone.
Like, I know I'm saying this as a white guy who's not really had any oppression in his life, so I can't speak to that. But if you don't have a glass half full attitude at some point, it's got to be very hard to live.
I think so, for everyone, because it goes outside of ethnicity and all that stuff. Like, if you work at a place, it could be with all white people or all whatever. You're going to find a reason to dislike those people. You're going to find the boss may create that. Like, someone gets a promotion over you. Then that person, it's all just division. It shouldn't be.
And just think of what our parents did years and years and years ago. We are so spoiled now.
Hooked up.
What do you mean? What did they do?
I mean, just working hard. I know my mom worked hard.
Yeah.
She was a single parent. She raised her kids by herself.
Yeah, there was that generation that, worked and
coal burning stove, no natural gas.
Yeah. Dad and ethic. They kept it going. But it's harder to come by now, but you know.
I like the way you said that. It's true, but it's not like, well, if you have a black girl talking to a black guy and he says we are not to like be able to have a thought on that. Like, I think what he's saying is absolutely true. Like, I mean, take what we have here, and I'm talking to every person of every skin color and religion and all that stuff. Where else would you want to be?
Right.
Like, I mean, sure, there's a lot to be fixed, but still. You can set me in another country with an endowment. I'm staying right here.
Be grateful.
I'm already endowed.
That's right. I'd rather be not endowed.
I was the guy in the gym yesterday, fat boy. I turned my head before you could notice it was me. That's right. I have bad posture, so it was definitely
Bless
me.
You
definitely knocked some years off since then. We used to have a lot of...
Just remember that guy was 75. That was me.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
We used to have by the case... liquid ass. We were one of the first people to get it.
I never understood the joy of that, but whatever.
It is invented by a graduate of Bob Jones University.
Okay. It was rough.
It was stinky because I would smell. I'm like, oh no.
So you still see a prank here or there. Here's a guy, and you'll hear the sprays, who pranked his uncle with some liquid ass, and well, it didn't really work out. Mm. He's about to get sick.
Man, my stomach hurts too.
Come on, just dumb. You been falling in here, your boy. Man, this damn one to die. Damn, what is this one to die, boy? Hell, I'm dying. Man, this damn one to die.
Man, my stomach hurt, man.
Let these one to die in here, man. Let me out one. Damn, let these motherfuckers, let them die. Oh, my Lord, boy, you rotten as hell. Let the damn one to die a little bit. Let the one to die, boy.
It's stuck.
How they won't damn let die?
And the one to die.
What?
He was about to puke.
That stuff is the absolute worst. It smells like sulfur. I think sulfur's in it.
It don't smell like what it's described as.
No, it doesn't smell like farts. It smells like...
like this?
You ever smell somebody with BO that smells like chemicals?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it kind of smells like.
And they gave us so much of it. Like, we aren't going to use this much.
And I can see them with the little beakers in the lab. Finally, we've got the master plan. Mixes it. I mean, God, who's going to create that?
I mean, there was a time where the office was full of liquid ass and sucking blows.
Arby's sauce.
Arby's sauce everywhere.
Like, we used to mention things, we can't find this, or we love this stuff, and then people show up with like tons of it.
Hey, guys, you want a massive amount?
The sucking blows are fun, but you lost me on the stinky stuff.
Well, speaking of that, that's a great transition you just made for me, Paige. I was a father. I was not a mother. But I have a daughter, and I understand that women have to teach their daughters have to do things in the bathroom, and one of those things is, and I don't even know what you call it. I'd call it a turban, but that's not socially acceptable. When the women, when they dry their hair and they do that wraparound
and
thing,
flip it,
mm-hmm. Whatever. All right,
It looks like one.
Picture in your mind, mom is videoing teaching her daughter to do that to her hair, and then. Right when mom tells her something, the daughter quickly removes it. So listen to this.
First, you bring all your hair, and then you get this rectangle wave. Then you squeeze together, and then twist, and then voila.
Good job, and that's a really big towel, because that's daddy's towel.
Does he wipe his nuts on that?
And the answer is yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He absolutely does.
Your old house. Well, he's cleaning them up.
Legitimate question.
And voila.
To be concerned about. Voila.
You're all done.
Do you know how old she is? Because that's just quite a question to ask it.
She's pretty articulate. She's got enough the age of 10.
Still have that little speech impediment that little kids have up until,
you know. Oh, yeah. You had that.
I did. Yep. Sometimes I still do. My speech will slur from time to time.
I don't doubt it.
When I've been drinking and also in traffic.
Okay.
Oh, man. You know, I've said this earlier. They don't say a new restaurant anymore. They say either a new room or a new concept.
New dining concept.
Ooh.
New space.
Yeah.
New dining space.
This, I guess you could say, is a new dining concept, but I don't think it's going to work.
Uh-oh.
But they did shoot a commercial for it first.
I'm opening a food car.
I think it would.
Not a food truck.
You're just,
food car.
We're going to prepare it in the back seat.
Yeah. We're gonna get an El Camino.
Get my hibachi out.
We're just going to stand up in the back with a hot plate.
That's a better idea than this. You should just specialize in food, right, if you're going to do that.
Uh-huh. Right.
You shouldn't mix
you make
two worlds.
Sandwiches in the back of your car.
No.
Oh, that's even a better idea than this guy's got right here.
All right. Here it is, the BDA.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable.
I'm telling you, this was outtakes from a real commercial with a real phone number, and the guy's dancing with the chicken in the video.
I love delicious food.
Show up and get your feet rubbed.
It's what I want.
Hopefully by now the same people.
Yeah.
I just cooked your meal. Let me rub your feet.
Here, let me take my gloves off and give you your sandwich.
Did you enjoy my magic trick I just did? I'm good at rubbing.
David Blaine is back. David, good morning.
Is he putting oil on my feet, like make them all smooth and...
No, I'm going to make your toes disappear. And don't look at my mouth when the toes disappear, too.
I mean, I don't want french fry oil on my feet. That's all I'm saying.
So hide them behind your head.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
When you jerk a knot in your tail, and you know what I mean?
I got to put both of my hands on your shoulders to jerk a knot in your tail, by the way. That's where I had my cards.
Here's your home run.
I've got panda eyes, and don't ask why.
He's stabbed in the back.
This is... This is an episode of a TV show where cops will put on their cameras and go around and film things. I'm not saying the name of the show, but it features cops who are doing this. And they come up on this woman who had been, she had made a deal with a neighbor on a service that was rendered.
Okay.
And the woman took her money and did not... give her what was due to her.
Uh-huh.
And you got to wait to the end. I hate to be one of them, but you got to wait to the end. Listen to this.
I gave her a 20 and she didn't give me nothing.
Why does she owe you
$20? $20 bill. I gave her a $20 bill.
For what?
For anything. I don't care. Whatever it's for, but she can give me my money back if she ain't going to do nothing with it.
Okay, were you planning to buy some drugs or something?
Yes, I was.
What kind of drugs were you wanting to buy?
Rock. Yes, I was.
You gave her $20 to buy?
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20 back?
Yes, I do.
Because she didn't supply you with crack cocaine.
Well, if she shouldn't give me nothing, no plaster or nothing, she should have said no.
What's going on?
She come around here a while ago. There used to be some people that right over there that used to sell.
Yeah.
We were sitting out here on the porch in some chairs. So she said, y'all have anything to buy? I said, no, baby, we don't have nothing to sell. So she left and went around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then she come back 10 minutes later, holler, give me my money back. I said, no, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
Well, I've got morals and values.
Don't come around and disrespect her around her child.
Come around here no
more. She does not sling the rock. She's a prostitute.
Well, she's still slinging crack.
It is the world's oldest profession. And people that do it well, I imagine it would be admirable.
Admirable.
In that neighborhood, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
See? Exactly. She's proud of it.
You got to see this lady because...
Was she pretty?
You got to be really hard up if you're going to her for...
I mean, for real.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
I couldn't...
But, like, homegirl bought some plaster thinking it was cut. Like, you know she went home and hit it in her rig a couple times before she realized...
I can't smoke this.
Plus, that's something you can't admit in front of your drug buddies, right? Because you don't want to look stupid.
I've said that before. I paid in. I had five on it, I think. Cue the Lunas. We went to Myrtle Beach for first week, and dude bought stuff for everyone, and it turned out to be straight up oregano. No joke.
No, man. Who was the first one that cracked? Like,
I'm not saying it, but I'll spell it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they were the first one to sell it. Like, oh, man, this is good. I can't give you any, though, man, because it's too good.
I have certain friends who have went on to do something with their life, and they don't want their name said on the radio.
They don't like shout-outs for whatever reason. You know what? You'll buy a cameo from your favorite celebrity, but you can't get a shout-out for somebody you went to high school with?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
That's right, Biatch.
Okay, she's good.
If you find, if you got some Best Damn Audio for us, hit me up on social media, at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Or you could tag me, at Fatboy933.
Either way, we'll get it on the next Best Damn Audio.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Who won the...
Ooh, I don't know.
Don't lie.
I think Fat Boy did with the prostitute thing.
That was mine. God dang it.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I was working out of this yesterday. I was like, I ain't having no right.
Your workouts must be really intense.
No. The only thing that gets intense is the elliptical when I'm doing the various grades. Ooh. Yesterday, it was like I was walking in high heels.
I can't go this hard on a workout. I might have some EDM going, maybe. Nothing this hard.
It ain't hard. This song's actually from Spider-Man, the soundtrack.
The gay Spider-Man one?
Nope. Nope.
It's hard to keep up. I'm not well-versed in the Spider-Verse.
I'm not either. It's too thick.
It really is. When you have too much diversity is where you lose me.
Really?
Yeah, cut back on the DEI in Marvel.
I know a DEI haircut when I see one. I see a lot of them on the news now.
You know, you said that earlier, and I knew exactly what you were talking about when you said it.
It riles people up.
it's one of those things where it was like it just became like a part of our vernacular, and no one really even knew what it meant. Like a long time, people thought it had to do with Dale Earnhardt.
Still does.
It should. I mean,
I'll blurt it out when I see it. Like, DEI haircut, or you got a nose ring? DEI nose ring.
Again, my daughter has a nose ring.
But you know, she's not in a high, powerful position of government, so I feel like it's warranted. She could wear it wherever.
She is the head egg farmer.
She's the egg specialist.
Excuse me.
God, you're going to have people hitting you up just like driving by saying, hey, let me get a dozen at a good deal.
Now I'm thinking the raccoons that came and killed some of the chickens a while back were actually there just trying to steal them. So they could go home and eat the eggs.
Oh, I don't want to put this out there, but I wouldn't put that past people these days.
Stealing chickens?
Or stealing eggs.
Just go to the auction to buy them for $7. I mean, like, if you got the room.
You know, that was a bigger thing back in the day, is you always heard about people stealing groceries.
Oh, I was going to say, $7 chickens, it used to be $1.50.
And I feel like it's something that doesn't happen that much anymore. You think it would.
Stealing groceries?
Yeah, just like stealing them. Stealing them out of people's carts in the parking lot.
If they did not give every Tom, Dick, and Harry free groceries, more of that would happen, I would imagine. Like, that's something that'll get you real turnt, isn't it?
That's the majority of social media crime that I see.
People stealing EBT?
Well, no, they're like skip scanners. So they'll say, here's so-and-so, like your local town police department. If you know him, let us know. Here's a picture of his face walking out the door. And it will say, like, we know you skip scanned. We just watch you skip scan.
That means you put stuff in your buggy or your car or your bag that you didn't scan.
Yep. Oh, okay. We just took it. Well, this guy happened to walk out with a TV.
Jeez.
And people were like, hey, how's he walking out with a TV when you have asset protection officers or associates, if you will, right, standing by the door? And they're like, well, this particular TV model was at the door. The display was at the door. The guy just walked out with it.
He just picked it up and kept walking with it?
Pretty much. Some people got balls to do that now. And they never catch the people, as far as I know.
Well, I mean, after a while, they have to say, all right.
Well, would you go back to the store?
The manpower. See, that'd be the big problem. If I'm going to rob a Walmart, I'm going to do it out of town. I'm going to have to go back in eventually.
You're
going to get
me. Wrong.
That is oddly the one thing people stick together on when it comes to that, is they will not narc them out if they know who it is.
Snitches get stitches.
They just don't do it. Or you'll have that group of old people like, you should bust the guy. You shouldn't be doing this, but they don't know who it is. If they did, they would definitely say who it was, but everybody else was like, nope, shouldn't have had it by the door. You should have had a register open for somebody there to scan it for them. Like, it's never, I know that guy. Here he is.
Well, it's also like, I limit my time at certain stores just because I feel like I got to be on guard when I go in there. It's so weird. Like, I mean, for real.
Is that Matt Mann?
No, not that. No. Just.
You might spend too much money?
No. Just
that's
like,
my problem.
It's one of those things where social media expects me to expect a fight when I go into this store. Or at least, you know, watch for one or something.
Yeah, luckily I haven't come across that situation.
But when I do go to my usual grocery store, there's a lady that stands there by the self-checkout. And she sits here like, do you remember on the show 227, the old lady that was in the window?
The grandma.
Yeah.
The grandma from Don't Be a Menace.
She's like an old Besset hound.
He's still here like a bitch.
That woman sitting up there with her elbows up like this and her hands on her face.
Yeah.
And she's just watching you. And even though you know that you're not doing anything wrong and you're scanning for, you feel as though you've got to like let her know. Because she's sitting there watching you like a hawk, which, I mean, that's her job to do, but it's like...
Yeah, I still get watched.
You make me feel weird, woman. Like, that's why when I walk out of there, I hold, like, the bag in my hand like it's a damn Olympic torch. I mean, the receipt. And it drags the ground. It's so long, the receipt.
Dude, they're a little handheld they got at some markets that are in certain neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They can pull up cameras and, like, look at you through it. I've seen one of the handhelds. I'm like... Oh, my God.
They can look at you through the scanner?
Yeah, they'll look at it. It's like a handheld computer model. They can bring up cameras. You know, they could
That's kinda cool.
assist your... from. But, like, I'm always watched. The lady will come up to me and she'll watch me scan.
So do you think, like, they've said that the...
I ain't going to steal you popcorn chicken. It's only $2.97.
The technology to put in what they're putting in, they're putting in a lot of West Coast stores, obviously needed, and also airport terminals where you walk in, you scan your card. When you walk out, it scans whatever's on your person, whatever you selected, and then it debits your card.
Okay,
why? Automatically?
Automatically.
Oh my gosh, I hate like that.
Why though?
What if somebody walks in the frame?
I don't trust anybody.
There's obviously going to be snafus with it. But like for the most part, like that, right? But also if you're walking out the door and you haven't paid, the door doesn't open.
Oh, that's interesting.
Why? I mean, that makes a lot of freaking sense.
A lot of people, yeah. The receipt thing checking is weird. Do it or don't do it. There's no consistency with it.
No. But do you not walk it out in your hand so you can let them, like, you don't mess with me. I got my long receipt here.
As sad
all as these coupons you print on here, I ain't going to use it. You're wasting paper.
I keep it close by, but I feel like, I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel like that job is part of, like, a profile. I feel like some
absolutely.
People get...
Absolutely. It's like working at the airport, yeah.
And I get the heads up, like, hey, come on through. And I'd be like, I just stole two TVs, dummy.
I have an iPad in my back pocket. Ha-ha.
Happy to see me.
But somebody else will get stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I have taken in things that I already had purchased to a store, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
You don't see the walking around eating stuff in the store
I had a banana in my bag and went into the store, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to think I stole this banana.
Why?
Why did I have a banana in my bag?
Yeah, but I mean, why would you think they'd think you stole it?
They ain't gonna
because
know about
it was in my purse, and I thought, well, I'm checking out. I hope they don't look at it and see the banana in my clear bag and see if I...
Yeah, but would they prosecute over a banana? I really don't know if they do it off principle.
Makes me think twice.
I mean, I don't know. I don't...
How embarrassing would that be?
I'm sorry, but I brought this banana in. I already owned it. I just didn't eat it.
Okay, this is a good text. This is so crazy, too. There's a thing going around Spartanburg County where people are wearing, okay, I'm just going to read this as it says, religious garb to shoplift. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Wearing like, dressing like the Pope, having one of the big hats on, or stuffing it with the...
up under the hat?
Religious garb.
Would you have some kind of robe that you'd wear?
I don't know.
You got a trick Bible where it's all cut out?
Oh, I know what I bet it means. I don't want to say, but I bet I know what it means. Like,
I feel like you know better than me for sure.
Yeah, but watch me not say it right and then get every person lit up about it.
Said it wrong, Batman.
I don't want to say it. I don't know that it's right. Well, okay. Muslims? Where they wear like the full coverings over the head and everything?
But that's just like a little like...
Is that a religious garb though? Of course, yeah, yeah.
You talk about the robe looking thing or the like... Because the hat's just like a beanie looking hat, right?
Well, yeah, but there's the one where they wear it. It looks like what Abdullah the Butcher used to wear to the ring. Where it was like a long...
I can see it now. What would you hide in that though?
I don't know, anything. They say that a lot of women with big butts are stealing things. I don't think they're putting it up themselves. They're just putting it back there, and you can't stare.
Wear extra large pants.
You're sexualizing if you stare at their big butt.
We did have a buddy that would have the JNCOs, and then he had bags on inside of the JNCOs. He'd steal Winn-Dixie meat from.
He stole...
that's a good racket.
Didn't he steal... Oh, no. Who was that? Who was the football player that stole lobster...
Jameis Winston.
That's right. Yeah. He just stole it down his pants.
Peter Warwick stole from Dillard's back in the day. You got to be a thief to go to Florida State, I guess. That's what they take.
Not Charlie Ward, though. He was
good.
He's a good guy.
Bob Sura, too. Shout out.
Yeah, to both of those.
Many others.
All right, we will take a break. We will come back. And more Rise Guys right after this. Good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
Thank you.
You were just on hold, and all of a sudden you heard a big, not the laugh, but there was like a noise. About, that was my bad. I hung up on every last one of you just a minute ago, and I apologize.
God dang it.
I tried to bring up the screen, and I hit block all instead of view all. So if that was you, I would like to say, in the immortal words of Alexander Trebek, ooh, sorry.
Or I thought you were going to say, thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. No, I'm not going to do that.
Sorry. Ooh, sorry. That show should have died with him. Talk about the awful drizzling.
Well,
press.
You know what it is? It's like no game shows now are like written for children.
If there are any.
If there are any. They go back to the same well of the same Hollywood squares, but then it's like, used to you'd go on, if you didn't win, you would lose. Now you got to get knocked off stage by a big old ball, or the bottom's got to fall out of the floor or something. You got it shot
gotta
up
keep your
on a slingshot. That's something just to, I want to see these people suffer, not just lose and leave.
Do a fun when it's not an hour-long drama that's strung out. I tried to watch Deal or No Deal Island. Awful. It's an hour long, the Survivor plus Deal or No Deal. I'm like, come on.
How do they intertwine the two?
Make it an island?
Yeah, they're on an island.
They're just on an island now.
They're doing these quests or whatever, but then they go to a temple and you got open cave. It's just so stupid. I'm like, look, match game was perfect. Half hour, you have fun, in and out, boom. It was entertaining to watch.
But now the
wall, oh my God.
The grossness of, and I mean grossness meaning like the volume of famous people, it's unnerving. And by that I mean like Hollywood Squares, they showed a commercial a little while ago. I recognized one guy that was on
that
the
was
thing.
It.
Now that doesn't mean, but you got to realize that show's going after 25-54. Numbers, people age 25-54.
Yep.
You shouldn't be going after teenagers with that.
They like, don't care.
They just put on like, oh, we got a social media. So-and-so is going to be on here, so they'll put it on social media, and people will watch it.
Guess what we did when we were teenagers and stayed home from school? You watch Price is Right.
Shit.
What the hell just happened?
I thought she just fell asleep.
She did.
No.
It happened earlier.
Price is Right.
You literally just fell asleep.
No, I didn't.
Am I that boring?
No, we're going to
pull
I'm
a
listening.
Table on that.
You just exasperated. You went. You did that.
I take a breath. Sorry.
What do you want to talk about?
No, I agree with.
I want to get you back into this.
The
supermarket sweep. Do you like it? Good for the big wheel of cheese.
I do. I do like that. But I get if it's a big box place, I get overwhelmed walking in there if there's too many decisions. So I have to know where I'm going instantly.
No,
that's why I was thinking about that when you're going in, because I have a list of things that I have to knock off where I'm just like, okay, I need this, I need it, and I don't want to spend more than a half an hour in a store because then I spend too much money. I start wandering around and going, oh, look at that, I can get M&Ms or I can do things that are bad.
Time to go to bed.
I'm thrown off now, really. In
last night,
yeah,
what time did you sleep?
Wow, probably around 12:30.
Yeah, I don't mind. Paige. She fell asleep earlier. I was going to grab the camera and take a picture. I couldn't get it in time.
I thought she just had her head down a moment
I'm
ago.
Cold.
I thought she was tying her shoes and fell asleep doing that. She had her head down.
That was like a full on. I've done it before too. I'm in a bad position to do it because I got all these buttons I got to mash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not at off. I felt like that was like a half snore though.
Like for real. Like you should Uber home.
I should Uber home?
Yeah.
Really
shouldn't be driving.
I know it's way expensive, but I mean, look, it costs money to live. Just do it.
Follow my flashlight. I don't have a flashlight. You're drunk.
Like, yeah, too many jobs.
I wish.
She was following my hand just then.
You got people that don't want to work. That's all Paige wants to do is work.
I have to.
All the irons in the fire. You see what it's costing you? It's costing you to miss a great conversation. You said.
I was listening to you.
That was the sound.
That's going to be me. The adenine is going to kick in. That's what it sounds like when
it
I'm...
It was out. Like, yeah, it's not a snore, but it's like a... Oh, I just woke up with a weird kind of breath.
Do you wake yourself up with a snore? I do that on the couch. As soon as I hit the couch, man, I'm out. And then, you know, my wife would say, you were sitting there snoring for the past 10 minutes. And I kind of... Like, I hear the one that wakes me up because it'd be like a...
And it's just like, that's the same sound. I tell you this.
That's yours or hers?
I have the best couch ever made, and it is so comfy that I never sit on it because if I do, I'm out.
Oh, I know that. Mine's just not comfortable. But
an accent piece.
I mean, it has its purpose for sure, but if I'm there alone, but if I'm there alone, like I'm going to sleep if I sit down on that couch. By God, it should be for what it costs. It's a nice leather one. And
you want to sit on it, but you want to look at it, and you're like, I don't want to knock out, but I want to sit on it.
Yeah.
I think if I eat a lot and I sit and watch TV, I'm gone. So if I sit there after I had dinner and I just relax, and it all depends on where you're sitting. If you sit in the middle of the couch, you're better off. But if you sit at the end and kind of sink down in some pillows, you get way too comfortable.
Wherever I sit, it's going to sink down.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it just kind of, it goes with the flow. But I like the corner, though, is when you'll get it and you'll turn sideways and you'll put one leg up on the couch and the other one down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I sit like that. Like, I'm Captain
Elevate
Morgan sitting, kind of, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Just kind of there and, like, separate the boys a little bit.
And you really want to make love on that couch, don't you?
On leather?
Because I imagine you walk around naked a lot, being a single man. Bachelor?
Man, I don't. I stay cold.
I had a buddy that did it. His wife made him quit doing it.
Well, I mean,
he did it all the time, and she got tired of seeing him.
He
like
would
that.
Set around naked.
Yeah, well, he would. You know, he would be naked, and he's a very hairy guy. he shed a lot, left a lot of hairs everywhere.
I see that.
A lot of pubic hairs, you could say.
God, oh,
yeah.
I
on the couch, like everywhere.
It wouldn't bother me, you know, because. My husband would the minute he got home, he would always take a shower because he, you know, what he did for a living. So he'd probably sit around in his underwear all the time, but that's okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't shower. He would like it was one of those situations where he'd come home from work and that was one of the first things he liked to do.
I would think you would have to take a shower first,
and then
you can sit around in your underwear.
That's
and these were hard to look. I don't want to say too much.
The upholstery was not.
No, he's a blonde-headed fella. These hairs are a little harder to spot.
Oh. Yep. That happened to me in my first apartment. Gross story, but had hardwood floors in this apartment. I'll tell you how long ago it was. My rent was $450 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
How long ago it was.
That's 100 years ago.
Had dark hardwood floors in it. And I often thought, like, it's got to be a little more expensive to have dark hardwood floors in here. I realized why they had dark hardwood floors.
Why?
You didn't notice the bugs as much.
Oh, is that right?
Dude. It was
they didn't spray
water bugs. Like, no, from not me. I mean, I didn't bring them. They were there.
They crawl in through the doggy door. You have to be careful with that.
I didn't even have a doggy door.
Yeah.
I had just a regular door. And they you turn the freaking lights on. Oh, God.
I didn't even think about that. There's a whole psychology to the floors.
Yeah, because if that's why, you know, you don't have white floors, maybe. But everything's dark in here. Like, our cell phones are dark. The headphones are dark.
What is this, mahogany?
We sit in the dark. It's your mahogany. It ain't mine.
Maybe it looks like a penis. But...
For Micah.
Have we ever done that yet? Take a picture of the table, an aerial picture.
We realize we don't have... We don't know how. I'll take a chance of standing up over there on that end of the table and taking it.
I mean, we could. I don't know how else we do it unless like a drone would come in here.
We could do the 5-second countdown and throw my phone in the air.
I did. I filmed. Remember when I was up there? Filmed a while back.
Yeah, but you almost broke your damn neck.
I know.
You
really did.
We'll do this the safe way.
Don't walk around.
I don't want you to fall asleep up there now.
Then I'm dead.
I don't want you to narcolize on me.
For real, do you have any Narcon on you? Or is it Narcan?
I think it's Narcan, but you might need some adrenaline.
Is there an off-brand called Narcan?
I don't know if that has any opioid in it. It may make me very sick, and you'll regret that.
You need some adrenaline.
Yeah, I'd rather you take a nap than throw up everywhere.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, before you pass out again, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we got a story about this person that was an Instagram social media sleuth, and you wouldn't believe what this person did next. I'm going to tell you in your Rise Guys headlines.
See, that's part of the issues with going to the big box retailers. You think you're about to...
Yeah.
Some of these online justice people are there doing some kind of thing.
Yeah. How many of you guys are trying to catch pedophiles?
I mean,
it's like five of you.
At least buy something. That's like going to the... My daddy would never go to a gas station to just take a leak. He'd always buy a drink or something. He'd say,
he felt guilty using their
so if you go into Walmart to bust some pedophiles, buy some great value chips or something. All right. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.